Paging all tech docs. Clinic is open if your technology has a fever, your network is short of breath, or your system just stopped responding, you're in the right place. Here we diagnose digital disorders, troubleshoot stubborn symptoms, and prescribe real-world fixes for modern tech problems.
No guesswork, no snake oil, just practical solutions.
Welcome to the Tech Docs!
Hello everyone, welcome to the introductory episode to our new podcast, the Tech Doc Podcast. I'm Stuart Haxel, one of your hosts here at the podcast, and I'm joined by some other fantastic hosts here. Two rebels, one Donegal and one from Cavan. So I'm going to go around the table and introduce everyone. So first up, we have Jackie.
Hi, everyone. I'm sitting here with a wounded paw. I have just had surgery, so dedication. I'm a iPhone, Windows, Mac, iPad, I do Braille. I've got enough devices around the house with the A lady. And yeah, so hi, everyone.
Okay, I wonder, can you guess where she's from? So next we have Jade.
Hi, everyone. I am Jade. I am one of the hosts on the Tech Doc Pod. Most people think I'm from America, but surprisingly, I'm actually Irish. I have a passion for all things technology, whether it's assistive tech or smart devices for the home or basically anything. My grandfather was given the nickname of Gadget Man, and I think I followed in his footsteps.
All right. I didn't actually know that about your grandfather being called Gadget Man. That's a new one for me. And okay, how about you, Ken? Do you want to talk to everyone here?
Hi, everyone. I'm a rebel man, so I'm from Cork, the real capital.
Debatable.
I mainly dabble with iPhone, iPad, Apple, my Apple Watch. I do a bit on Windows, but I'm primarily using Apple devices. I was going to say Android there.
boo.
But it's great to be here. Look forward to it.
Oh, fantastic. And as you probably heard from a little bit of the reaction there, the majority of us are not Android users. I don't think any of us are. And finally, we have Pat.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, Pat here. And everybody thinks I'm from Cavan, so I'm from Cavan. And I'm part of this group of misfits. My main area would be iOS, iPhone, iPad, Mac, and again, AirPods, Apple Watch. So yeah, that's it. Great to be here.
Fantastic. And I guess since everyone else kind of gave a bit of an introduction of to what type of technology they all use, I might as well do the same. I'm Stuart. I live in Sligo. So none of the places I mentioned earlier. So I use Apple devices primarily. I use a Mac, an iPhone, AirPods. I have one Alexa device. The aim of the Tech Doc podcast is to go over different bits and pieces of assistive technology and non-assistive technology. We are all very passionate users of our technology. And so I'd like to open it up to the floor to kind of have a bit of a discussion on why we decided to go with Tech Doc as our name. So does anyone want to chime in on that topic?
Well, no, to start off, I do live in Sligo. Just to be sure, in case anybody is listening that, you know, thinks I'm staying in Donegal.
And that's why I have to be on my best behaviour.
I live very close to Stuart. Well, I got a call from a friend, Paul, and he was asking me for some advice, and he called me a doctor, and I liked the power that had. And I cured his ailment. So I shared it with everybody here, and we thought it was a brilliant idea for a name, because we're healers, not of yes. The medical variety.
No, absolutely. I'll be putting in a disclaimer here. We are not medical doctors, so please do not seek us out for any medical device.
Even though I did come to the hospital on Friday with my surgery in case it was cancelled for the third time, with a pair of secateurs in my bag.
Yes, and that is exactly why we are not providing medical device on this medical advice on this podcast.
Well, we could talk about medical devices that can help those who are visually impaired, like the talking thermometer, for example.
Ah.
Oh,
Yes, and not
yes.
something that can cut off your fingers.
No, Jackie, absolutely
No.
not.
I don't think they've invented a talking pair of, what do you say they're called? Secateurs?
Secateurs,
Secateurs. I don't think they've invented a talking version of those that are made for the visually impaired yet. So.
I do
I
believe,
put on
Jackie, they're
a
available though in Lidl this week, if you wanted a sharper
Yeah. And
Yes.
can I just, for the sake of Jackie's safety, can I just kind of point out that she isn't disassociating from Donegal, so please don't travel from Donegal to Sligo with secateurs to kind of, yeah.
So you're the power crazy one here on the podcast. That's why you decided to join, because you like the power. What about anyone else? What do you all think of the name TikTokers?
I love it. I think it's very good. I suppose all of us share the passion and drive for technology and helping people, and like getting people who would always kind of say, "Oh, I didn't know I could do something like this." When you tell them, it's a nice kind of feeling, and it's almost like you're, saying, "Oh, you could try this if something doesn't work." It's almost like the, let's plug it out and plug it back in again.
Yeah, the IT crowd, yeah. I think technology does frequently get little bugs that require a little
A fix.
tenderness, a little
Yeah.
treatment, yeah. So I think it's a great name.
And we were just saying while ago, before the podcast actually started, we were like, sure, if it doesn't work, just switch it off and switch it back on. That usually fixes the problem. So,
Exactly.
It
yeah.
usually does. Not usually advisable in a medical situation.
No,
Like, you
God,
can't
no.
really switch the person on and switch them back on. That's another reason why we're not providing medical advice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So I fully agree with what everyone else was saying. Like,
Yeah.
I love the name. I think it's very catchy, like Tech Doc. It slips off the tongue quite well. Just don't try and say it very fast if you're trying to
Yes.
recite any instructions on or anything.
Or
So,
if you're after a lot of occasion, like Jackie and in her case,
oh
could be a bit
yes,
of
yeah,
tongue
ne
twister.
Exactly.
We will never recommend Siri to control a life support machine. Let's
No,
be honest
no,
about this.
no, no,
No.
no, no. Certainly not Siri, Alexa. Sorry if I've just set off a million devices all over the world there, but
Yeah.
So we are aiming for this podcast to have one particular topic per month that we will hash around the table. It could be, we could talk about AI, we could talk about audiobooks or different pieces of technology. And alongside that, we will aim to have hopefully a unique thing every month for every one of our podcasts that'll be coming out.
Stay tuned for
And
more.
stay tuned for more, indeed. And if any of ye have any suggestions or ideas to recommend to the podcast, you can contact us on.
Would you like to get in touch with us in relation to your assistive technology or any technology queries? If so, please do so by email to thetechdocpod@outlook.com. That's thetechdocpod@outlook.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
So, I think I have an interesting topic that we can kind of talk about here now for a few minutes. So, how about we ask everyone what is their favorite bit of technology? And to make it even harder, I'm going to have to exclude Apple.
Ah,
I might be in
Stuart.
trouble. I might be in trouble for that one now. So
Oh.
I'll give mine here. So to start off with, I would say my favorite bit of technology that I've been using the last couple of years will be my Meta glasses. I found them to be quite cool and unique. I love wearing them, and I love how discreet they are, being able to walk around and take pictures and get descriptions of places. Over the last couple of years, I've had the Meta glasses. I've had the opportunity to travel to a few different cities. Like I've been in Warsaw and London and been able to use them to take pictures and get descriptions and take videos. It has been fantastic and
getting
it
walking
to be able
tripod
to meet.
Must be brilliant, Stuart.
Yes, I've been used as a walking tripod. I've had family members grab my head and point it in the right direction and just click the camera.
We will definitely have to have the Meta glasses as a feature, Stuart, for sure.
Yes. So I'll go around to everyone and we'll see. Hopefully that has given everyone a few seconds to kind of scramble and think of an answer. So, Jackie, we'll go in the same order as I did the introductions, just to make it simpler. So, Jackie.
Mine would have to be, I actually have two, but they're the same. I have Edward and Michael, and they are both air fryers.
You took
air
my
fryers.
Answer?
Sorry.
I'll have to think of something else.
I love the air fryers. Like, I haven't used my oven. And even with my wounded paw, I'm still going to be able to control, control them just very basically. And I have Michael connected to the Google. So if I can't manually start Michael from Google because of fire and health and safety and yeah. But I can ask Google to stop Michael. And I call all my devices Meal because it's nice to be dominant over a meal.
As I said, she's the power hungry person on this podcast. And if you don't mind me asking, what type of model of air fryer are they?
Don't even ask me to pronounce it.
If you could send me the link, I might include it in our show notes if people want to have a look.
The reason I said Jackie stole my answer was because we actually have the same air fryer, and it's Kossori. Kossori, I think. Don't quote me on that, but they are a smart air fryer that works perfectly with your device.
Okay, fantastic. And Jade, has that given you enough time to think of a second answer to this question?
Yes, it has. I blame Jackie for this purchase. My favourite device that I've been using the last kind of month or so, more so than any other time, because my dog for some reason is shedding so badly, is my robot Hoover.
Oh,
so
nice.
I use a Roomba, and to say it has been a game changer for me with a 6-year-old child, a dog and a cat is an understatement. So
have you named your Hoover?
The 6-year-old has currently named the Hoover Daisy.
Ah, that's a nice name for a Hoover. And how long have you had it now at this point?
I bought her in, I want to say November.
All right. So she's a very young
device. But I think I may have had one before that, but it broke. So I didn't use it at all.
All right. I don't have one personally. Does anyone else have one apart from you and Jackie around the table?
No.
I'm lazy, but I genuinely feel like when you have a child, a dog and a cat, if it just picks up the lightest of messes, it makes life easier.
Yes,
I would agree. I also have a Hoover. It's a Yuffie and it's called James. James is brilliant. James, you know, and I get notified if James gets stuck somewhere as well.
Yeah,
so it's very
I do as
beneficial.
Well.
Official, it's very.
Or when the brushes need cleaning, or mine also mops the floor, which is great because my downstairs is wooden floors, so it will mop the floor as well as vacuum.
That is quite good. I used to have a guide dog, and the amount of hair that gets everywhere, and you'd be. The dog hadn't even been allowed upstairs, and yet it's completely coated
hair
in hair everywhere. Yeah. It sticks to people, and it comes off clothes. And no, I do think that's a very good device to have if you have multiple animals and children and family members. And so, Ken, what idea have you come up with, or do you have any other device?
So I was sitting here and I was hoping before you came to me that Jade wouldn't steal my idea, but thankfully she hasn't. So my Alexa is definitely, I was sitting here and I was struggling to think, but yeah, without my phones like and iPads, definitely Alexa, you know, for my audiobooks, for the radio. I'll never have as many now as Jackie. I think she's up at 14 or 15 of them, maybe. I think I have about five of them. I required the first one for free, and I was like a bit like skeptical about them, whether I'd like them or not. And I bought four more of them. And I've one fifth generation, and the rest are fourth generation. And yeah, mainly for audiobooks and for listening to the radio. And I have an awful habit of walking into a room and I'm like calling it different name, Ziggy or
I
Alexa.
did
Oh,
steal that, Ken.
there she goes at the moment.
I wonder how many you've set off
I
now
set
around the
off, but
country.
as I say, I walk into a room and I'm like trying to remember, God, what's she called now? What, and I'm roaring different names.
Would you actually believe, Ken, I use mine for turning the light in my bedroom on and off?
Okay, I did use that years ago, Jade, actually, but for some reason it came disconnected from the app and it was a headache to try and get it
I
back up
just
and
put it on
running
a
again.
smart plug.
Yeah, so in the end I didn't bother, but
I
I
have loads of
use
them
go on,
as
Jackie.
well, and like when my family, I know them. I know the names and the room to run. So my sister would be up and she'd be going, and I said, "Turn TV, living room, main."
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I personally use mine. I have a dehumidifier connected to my Alexa, and I just say, "Turn on dehumidifier, turn on smart laundry mode, or whatever," and I find that to be quite
Excuse
good.
me?
Yeah, it's a Miko dehumidifier. I think that's the app that it
Smart
uses.
laundry, so like it
Yeah,
will help dry your clothes.
it will if you hang it. That's what it says, and there's a night mode in it, but I don't recommend sleeping with night mode and a dehumidifier on. Well, a dehumidifier on in the room. Is it like it sucks water out and it could be a bit dangerous? So that's the medical advice you can accept from us.
Yes, and also not suitable for asthmatics.
No, 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 no.
I have my that thing. I have it on. I have it on at night. It's to take to take the moisture out of the air. That's why I have it on.
Oh yeah,
Oh
well,
hasn't done you any harm, Pat. You're still here anyway.
well, maybe that's debatable. Yeah, maybe that's the cause of all my problems.
Well, do you have anything to bring up, Pat, about any favorite bits of technology?
my
Not
my
Apple.
My okay, my favorite bit of tech is my Android phone, which I use to hold my door open as a door wedge. But
An appropriate use for an Android phone there. I don't, I, yeah, hopefully I'm not going to be crucified by anyone listening
no,
for saying that.
I also enjoy the Apple Glass television thing that you can talk to, rather than having to go through menus for looking for programs and what have you. Just use the voice command.
Oh, is that like
Yeah.
the Apple
Is that
TV, is it?
Sky?
At Sky, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah,
you
I
mean,
love
yes,
that.
it's really handy.
Oh, yeah, that is good. You speak to the Sky remote, isn't it? And you do it
Yes.
that way.
It's really good.
Sky or Super.
Plus Alexa as well for the switching lights on and off and stuff like that too, really, because I'm just fundamentally lazy and I like sitting with my armchair commanding technology to do things.
Well, isn't that really the purpose of technology, to enable humanity's overall laziness? Isn't it really?
So
In some regards.
we have Jackie, the one who holds all the power. Pat's the commander.
And I'm the one trying to steer this ship across around all these rocks.
From
And you see,
this.
have you noticed the two rebels are just being compliant?
You're just
We're a really messed up
no.
version of the Power Rangers.
We're the babies of the group. We're the babies of the group.
That's not compliance. That's sitting back, waiting for your moment to take over.
That's being ready to take advantage
Yeah.
of
We
slips
learned
and
from the best, Michael Collins.
From
from this point onwards, I think myself and Jackie should be referred to as Captain Kirk and Spock.
Oh, so his Star Trek fans in the on the host panel as well.
Yeah, show my age now, really.
Oh,
But one of the features of Alexa I love and have done with my family, and it's hilarious, the drop in.
Oh
Like
yeah,
I
oh
drop
yes,
into, like, I have only drop in enabled that I can only drop in to me, if I'm away somewhere. So my sister was minding my dog and I dropped in and I muted myself. So she didn't know I was there, and she was in and talking to my dog, and she's having a cup of coffee. I unmuted and it scared the living daylights out of her.
Well, so Jackie, like you, I use the drop-in feature, and like you, I have it enabled so that only I can do it. Do you know what is useful for me? To call the 6-year-old for dinner.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had family up for the few days looking after me with the wounded paw, and I was like, Alexa, make an announcement, make me a cup of tea. So yeah,
that's a great feature. Great feature.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her showing that she likes having the power.
Yeah.
And just so we know, this is the Late Late Show. There's one for everybody in the audience. We are dropping it on everybody right now as we speak.
Yes,
listening to what you're saying about us.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And all right, building off that one, Pat, if you want to listen to our podcast, you can catch us on wherever you listen to any podcast. So just look for the Tech Doc podcast.
And we will not be on the Late Late Show anytime soon.
Everyone won't be getting Alexa for in the audience.
Our
budget doesn't cover that.
No. So
I think it's fair to say, if anyone has anything tech related that you want us to discuss, diagnose,
consult on,
give us, exactly. We'd be more than happy to help, and you can do so with the contact info that was previously given.
Or if you just want weird solutions for everyday problems.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have it. We have done it. We've been there. I'll stop talking after this. I used my signature stamp to sign my consent form in the hospital, and I thought legally that mightn't have been, but the doctor was going, we've all seen you doing it. So it was very less stressful for me. I just put my little stamp on the page and pressed it down, and hey-ho, I signed for them to wreck my arm.
I thought you were going to say use your secretary, Zaki.
Let's mark this moment for everyone just moving forward to just remember Jackie said she was going to be quiet. Just watch this space.
All right. I think I better grab hold of the wheel here before we head into a cliff. So,
please on path now, not Jackie.
So please do come back in April, where we will have our first episode that isn't the introductory episode of the Tech Doc podcast.
What's up, Doc? No stethoscopes, no prescriptions, just questionable. Meet the power-hungry doc with a master plan. Thinks every gadget bows to her command. Then the commander doc with a booming voice. Update it now like we got a choice. Two rebel docs in the back row scheming. Plotting tech chaos, quietly dreaming. While the captain docs like steady the ship. As the Wi-Fi dies and we lose the script. And a dodgy Bluetooth. Poke it, prod it, break it again. Have you tried turn it off?
10 out of 10.
It's Tech Talk, where the apps behave until they do not.
It's Tech Talk,
gadgets trembling on the chopping block.
It's Tech Talk,
it's chaos, it's lived experience, it's wisdom mixed with glorious ignorance. If it beeps, buzzes, crashes, or shocks, where you slightly unhinged. With a grin so wide, Jackie's got shortcuts she tries to hide. Jade's exploring some feature unknown. Ken's fixed it twice, Pat's overthrown. We swear this is not medical advice. If your laptop's sick, we'll just roll the dice. We chose the name cause we diagnose tech. Not your symptoms, please double check. Round table time, what's your favorite gear? Screen readers singing loud and clear. From apps that sparkle to ones that bite, we test them all in the
success rate low, but we'll review it anyway for the show. If it survives, it earns our praise. If not, we roast it for 30 days.
It's Tech Talk,
where the updates drop and the patience does not.
It's Tech Talk,
every simple fix is a tangled knot.
It's Tech Talk,
it's chaos, it's monthly delight. Accessibility warriors ready to fight. If it crashes hard or randomly locks, call
hate the crew and all our sins. Why'd we start it? Because we can. Why TikTok? It fits the plan. Got a gadget causing despair. Email us if you dare.